This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral meetings today with her counterpart in Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera. The president also held delegation-level talks. Four memorandums of understanding, MOUs, were signed in the areas of art and culture, sports, youth affairs and pharmaceuticals. India has also announced to deliver 1,000 metric tons of rice to Malawi. The president also visited the National War Memorial in Malawi. Filing of nominations has begun for the first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections with the issuance of notification today. The 25th of this month is the last date for filing of nominations. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 28th of October. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is the 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand have been held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 20th November. Counting of votes will take up on the 23rd of November. Seat-sharing formula among allies of NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in Ranchi, Jharkhand election co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sharma said, BJP will fight on 68 seats while 10 seats were given to AJSU party. Two seats of Jamshedpur West and Tamar were given to Janata Dal United. One seat of Chhatra was given to Chirag Paswan-led LGP. Filing of nomination papers also began in Uttar Pradesh for the by-election to 9 assembly seats with the issuance of notification today. Nominations can be filed till the 25th of this month. The assembly seats where by-elections will be held are Katehari, Karhal, Mirapur, Kundarki, Fulpur, Sisamau, Ghaziabad, Majawan and Kher. In Sisamau, the by-poll has been held due to the disqualification of SP MLA Irfan Solanki, who was convicted in a criminal case. The other 8 seats fell vacant after his MLA were elected as MPs in the Lok Sabha polls. In Bihar, the notification for the by-election on 4 assembly seats has been issued today. With the notification, the process of nomination has started. Polling will be held on 13th of November in the 4 assembly segments of Imamganj, Belaganj, Ramgarh and Tarari in the state. Nominations can be filed until the 25th of this month and scrutiny of the papers will be held on 30th October. By-elections have been held on these seats spread over the 3 districts of Gaya, Kaimur and Bhojpur due to the elections of MLAs Jitan Ram Majhi, Surendra Prasad Yadav, Sudhakar Singh and Sudama Prasad to the Lok Sabha, the lower house of parliament. Counting will be held on the 23rd of November. In Assam, the by-elections in 5 assembly seats will be held as per the pre-delimited constituencies. Talking to newspersons in Guwahati, Chief Electoral Officer Anurag Goyal said that with the issuance of the notification, the nomination process has begun today. However, Mr. Goyal made it clear that voters shouldn't worry about the epic cards as both old and new cards will be allowed on polling day. Mr. Goyal said that over 9 lakh voters can vote in the by-elections. The Supreme Court today held that the law on the prohibition of child marriages will prevail over any personal laws. The Apex Court asserted that child marriages infringe upon the fundamental rights of minors, including the right to choose a life partner freely. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra also issued guidelines for effective implementation of the law on prevention of child marriages in the country. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan reviewed the activities of media units functioning under the ministry in Bangalore today. He sought information on programs catering to farmers, women and students. He suggested the formation of a common content unit which could share contents with PIB, Doordarshan, Akashvani and other units of the ministry. The minister also asked Doordarshan and Akashvani to cover the activities in important temples. He advised that the public broadcaster must reach out at the field level, take bites of celebrities and senior political leaders on important issues and also organize debates on burning issues. He urged the officials to work as a team in the organizations represented by them. Earlier today, the minister paid a courtesy visit to Governor Thawarchand Gehlot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.